Wallis continued for another 50 years as a naturalist and thinker, occasionally a very good one, but increasingly fell from scientific favour by taking up dubious interests such as spiritualism and the possibility of life existing elsewhere in the universe. So the theory became, essentially by default, Darwin's alone. Darwin never ceased being tormented by his ideas. He referred to himself as the devil's chaplain, and said that revealing the theory felt like confessing a murder. Apart from all else, he knew it deeply pained his beloved and pious wife. Even so, he set to work at once, expanding his manuscript into a book-length work. Provisionally, he called it An Abstract of an Essay on the Origin of Species and Varieties Through Natural Selection, a title so tepid and tentative that his publisher, John Murray, decided to issue just 500 copies. But once presented with a manuscript and a slightly more arresting title, Murray reconsidered and increased the initial print run to 1,250. On the Origin of Species was an immediate commercial success, but rather less of a critical one. Darwin's theory presented two intractable difficulties. It needed far more time than Lord Kelvin was willing to concede, and it was scarcely supported by fossil evidence. Where, asked Darwin's more thoughtful critics, were the transitional forms that his theory so clearly called for?